بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Five gifts given to this ummah in Ramadan. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah has been given five things that were not given to anyone before them. Number one, the smell from the mouth of a fasting person is sweeter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the sweet smell of musk. Number two, the fish in the sea seek forgiveness for them until they break their fast. Number three, Allah ta'ala prepares and decorates His special Jannah every day and then says, the time is near when my loyal servants shall put away the load of the world and come to you. Number four, the evil shayateen are chained in this month of Ramadan, so as not to take people towards evils which they normally do during other months. And number five, on the last night of Ramadan, the fasting Muslims are forgiven. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum then asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that Laylatul Qadr? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, no, but it is only right that a servant be paid on having completed his duty. Note, these five gifts from Allah ta'ala were not granted to the fasting people before Islam. If we truly appreciate how great this gift from Allah ta'ala really is, we will sincerely try to get these special favors. First, we are told that the smell from the mouth of the fasting person is more pleasing to Allah ta'ala than the smell of musk. Fasting is one of the most pleasing forms of worship in the sight of Allah ta'ala, and for this reason a hadith states that for every deed, the reward is brought by the malaika. But Allah ta'ala says, the reward for fasting I myself will give, because it is for me alone. Another report of the same hadith, when read in a different way, says, I myself become his reward. And what greater reward can there be for the lover than to meet the beloved? In another hadith we read, fasting is the door to all other forms of worship of Allah Ta'ala. This means that through fasting, the heart is encouraged to perform other forms of worship. This is the case if the fast is kept properly and it is not merely remaining hungry and thirsty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Inshallah, we should try and fast in a manner that ulama ikram explained to us. One is the food and drink. That is an obligation to arrive from Subah Sadiq to sunset. But together with that, fasting of the eyes, the ears, the heart, not to engage in sinful activities, then we'll get the true nur and true the essence of what the fasting is for, that is for taqwa, to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One masala, if some food particle is stuck in between a person's teeth, perhaps maybe a person had sari, and then something got stuck, and already the time for fasting has commenced, and if he has to swallow that particle, will the fast break or not? So if it is equivalent to a chickpea size or more, and a person swallows that, then the fast will break. If it's less than the size of a chickpea, then a person, if he has to swallow that while it's stuck in his teeth, if it goes down his throat, then the fast will not break. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanAllah.